A solemn day. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Today marks the 21st anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, which killed nearly 3,000 people and ignited the war on terrorism. President Biden speaking on America's strength and resolve at a wreath-laying and remembrance ceremony at the Pentagon.
We have repaired what was threatened. We fortified what was attacked. The indomitable spirit has never, ever wavered.
At the Flight 93 Memorial in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, First Lady Jill Biden honoring the victims' families.
I want to thank the families of the crew and passengers of Flight 93 for sharing your love and memories of today.
Vice President Harris attending the 9/11 ceremony at the Ground Zero Memorial in New York. A hearse carrying Queen Elizabeth II arriving in Edinburgh, Scotland. The monarch died last Thursday at the age of 96. She reigned for 70 years. Fox's Jonathan Hunt has more.
With the first public sight of the Queen's casket leaving the gates of Balmoral and beginning its journey through Scotland to Holyrood House, the official residence of Queen Elizabeth in Edinburgh. The coffin was greeted there by members of the Royal Company of Archers, the Queen's bodyguard.
Prince William of Wales is now second in line to the throne after his father, King Charles III. Europe's largest nuclear plant, located in Ukraine, shuts down due to heavy fighting.
Ukraine's six-reactor Zaporizhia plant reconnected to the electricity grid Saturday so engineers could shut down the last operating reactor and avoid a radiation disaster as fighting with Russia rages on in the area. The operating company reporting the plant now is in cold shutdown.
That's Fox's Ann Carrick. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Texas continuing to send buses carrying migrants to sanctuary cities. Fox's Bill Malugin has the report from Eagle Pass, Texas.
And Eagle Pass, where we are, is now the epicenter of this border crisis. It used to be down in the Rio Grande Valley. Months ago, it moved to where we are right now. Our team shot blatant river crossings in the middle of broad daylight. People grabbing sticks and poles to guide themselves through the river's currents out here to also help them pull each other through these strong currents. They then get to the U.S. side of the river. They walk right through barbed wire, and they turn themselves into Border Patrol, hoping that they will later be released into the United States.
Princes William and Harry reunite following Queen Elizabeth's death. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
King Charles ordered his sons to put aside their differences ahead of his mother's funeral, so Prince William asked Prince Harry to join him on a walk outside of Windsor Castle to view the tributes honoring their grandmother, according to the Daily Mail. The Prince of Wales reportedly wanted to show unity for the Queen during this difficult time. The Times is reporting that a friend of Prince Harry and Meghan claimed on Twitter that the invitation for this walk was made at the 11th hour. Still, though, this walk lasted about 40 minutes. Princes William and Harry have had a strained relationship for several years now over the drama with Meghan Markle. She and Prince Harry quit their royal frontline duties.
Bubba Wallace winning his second career NASCAR Cup Series at Kansas Speedway on Sunday.
Bubba Wallace looking for his second career win in the Cup Series. His final time through 3 and 4. He's going to do it. Bubba Wallace wins at Kansas.
Bubba Wallace.
Final call courtesy of USA Network. Denny Hamlin coming in second and Christopher Bell placing third. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.